Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Thursday, December 7, 2023. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. Something that you are well aware of, and maybe it's starting to get some attention here from the mainstream media. We're talking about the banks again. They are closing branches all over the nation as if, there's something very wrong here. Quite obviously, we are witnessing something that you and I honestly predicted would happen from a long time ago. The issues here, again, and I've been screaming from rooftops about this for over a year now with regard to the banks, the banking system, it's got nowhere to go but worse from here. Not only are these institutions shuttering, I'm talking about branches closing, at their fastest pace we've ever seen, we got another piece of information here. No surprise to you or anyone else that follows this blog. Loan delinquencies across the board continue to skyrocket. And this is another phenomenon that you and I have discussed right here would get worse and is going to get worse from here as well. So, again, take this information and use it however you feel you should. But I'm telling you right here and right now that the problems for the banks, the financial sector, we haven't even begun to see how this is going to unfold. We talked about the commercial real estate issue, bad debt that these institutions are holding, including credit unions, all right? This whole thing, just wait to see where this is going to go moving forward. It ain't going to be pretty for you and me. Because you have to understand, the big institutions, they're not going to be allowed to fail. The too big to fails have gotten way too big to fails. And the system is simply being consolidated, as you and I have discussed repeatedly for a year, over a year now. And just, again, what this means is more control and more power being held by fewer and fewer institutions as the new system rollout is being prepared. And I'm talking about this tokenized system and this is it. I mean, this is where it's going, period, the end. Okay, with that, I don't want to beat it to death because we've been talking about this a lot lately. Let's talk about a few other things here. The economic news does not stop. Miserable across the board, and that is going to propel the stock market higher, as you all know. There's an interesting phenomenon going on here with regard to the debt market globally. Globally, okay, a lot of people are fixated on what's happening here in the United States, and I talk about that all the time, but I also say, you got to look at the bigger picture. Around the world, there is a phenomenon occurring, and that is, it's a miracle in many ways. It's just freaking miraculous seeing this incredible new bull run in debt. I mean, who's buying all the debt? Ain't me. It ain't you. It's not the regular guy, the regular girl. This is institutional buying on a grand scale. And we know who's behind all this. And the mechanism here, again, it's very simple to understand. Suppressed rates drive cash into the stock market, and that cash has to come from somewhere. It appears that it's coming from commodities. Now, hold that thought. With regard to crude oil, we've seen some incredibly bizarre moves with regard to crude oil in and out of contango. I'm not talking about contango anymore. Look it up for yourself if you need to know what this is, all right? And wild, and I mean wild speculation about what OPEC may or may not do. You got to wonder, you got to sit back and say, is this really what it appears to be? Or is OPEC themselves running some kind of pump and dump scheme with regard to crude oil? Because this is really out there. Would you doubt that something like that is going on? In this environment, in this market where nothing is real anymore, we don't have a free market anywhere around the world. This is some other thing. It's worse, way worse, in my opinion, than a Las Vegas casino these days. It's just completely out of control. But that does not mean there's not opportunities. Let them play their games with commodities, people. Let them do it. Let them do it because the longer run, let me calm down a moment here. Okay. The longer run is very obvious to me. If we understand that there is no asset today, and I mean none, I don't care if you want to look at gold, silver, cryptocurrencies, crude oil, the stock market itself, there's no price discovery here. There's no mechanism behind this that creates a real market. When you have central banks in here rigging the debt market to the highest possible order, and we understand, you and me, and I hope everyone that follows this blog understands, that everything derives value from action in the debt market. How can we have a real market? We don't. How can we have a price discovery mechanism behind anything? We don't. And this is going to get real. I covered yesterday, again, look, be careful what you wish for with regard to waiting or wishing or hoping for a stock market crash, because it's going to affect everyone, including you. And you are going to be forced to bail it all out yet again. Don't think you're going to be getting off the hook here, because there's no free lunches. I don't know how to, another way to say this. You know, Biden forgiving all of this student debt, it doesn't just miraculously disappear. The debt doesn't grow money wings and fly away. No, it doesn't. It's added to your back. It's added to the national debt. But you see, you're not supposed to. Imagine for a second if President would say, hey, everyone, you know what? I'm forgiving billions and billions of dollars worth of student debt, but it's going on. It's going to be added to the national debt. You think people would be happy about that? No, we can't tell you that. Can't tell you that. It's always a deception. It's always a distraction. And the mainstream propaganda ministries play right freaking into it. It makes me sick to my stomach. It should make you sick to your stomach too as well. But again, be careful what you wish for here. We're going to get a market crash. When? Don't know. I don't even care. I don't even think about it. I just look at the current situation and realize, and at least I hope we're all realizing, where opportunity lies. Let them play their games with commodities, because that is the future of the system when it comes down. Cash is going to move into commodities in like a tsunami when the debt market melts down. And it's going to, again, this hyper bubble, it's so out of control. It is so massively, grossly, and unbelievably out of control. But central banks aren't done. They're going to continue to inflate and inflate and inflate. And then they're going to tell you how much they're fighting inflation. They're fighting inflation. You know they are, because they're telling you they are. Nothing could be further from the truth. They're just cutting off credit. They're cutting off credit to small businesses, which are shuttering at their fastest pace ever. More so than the financial crisis, more so than COVID or anything else. Oh, by the way, how about this? Do you know that global debt, I want you to consider what I'm about to say, global debt has risen 40% since COVID. Yeah, since the scamdemic. Do you think that's just by accident? How about no? This is deliberate. That's how central banks keep their power. By inflating. They have one product, and you know what that product is. That is debt that they issue to the world. If they do shut down the economy again, and don't think that's too far-fetched, global debt will again, maybe it'll double here. And it's just so twisted, people, anyway. So I wanted to cover a few things with you, like I said. This issue with the banks, just let me touch on that again. I was writing some stuff down. Shuttering at their fastest pace ever, the consolidation of power, all of this. There's going to be more bank failures moving forward, quite obviously. Big banks are going to fail too, as well, a few of them as power is consolidated. I just want you to be aware of that. World debt, I mean, up 40% since the scamdemic. You can't make that up. It's impossible to do this. This epic, epic bond market rally that we're seeing right now. You think that's just by accident too? No, it isn't as well. It's going to end. It's going to end with a meltdown in the debt market that people are not going to believe. They're not going to believe as we move forward. But again, where's the opportunity in the market? In the market, it's very simple. You know my take on this. As long as they keep rates suppressed, and they're going to, look for every I personally will be looking for every opportunity to add to my long positions in the market. At the same time, gaining exposure to commodities for the long run. Okay, forget about trying to take advantage of price action of anything in the short run. In the short run, expect things to get grossly out of control. I've done video after video after video about this. Look at the titles of some of my videos here. Expect volatility with regard to commodities. Expect volatility with regard to the market. Everything I've said is happening. And this issue here with crude oil, again, is this a pump and dump? Is this just wild speculation? Is this OPEC actually deliberately doing this and they're laughing their rear ends off as they reap untold profits out of this? Can't make it up. Anyway, just touching on this market real quick this morning. Stock futures are mixed as I am doing this video blog. Trading doesn't start for about just over an hour. Bitcoin about 43,000. Mixed bag this morning with regard to crypto. Gold and silver relatively flat. Dollar relatively flat this morning. Nothing major here going on. And again, the market does appear to be in a phase where it may fall under a little pressure here, setting a new bottom to go much higher moving forward. That's my take on it. Anyway, people, that's going to be it for now. I want to hear from you. Please comment. Please share the video. Get it out there. Thumbs up are extremely valuable. Gets the video seen. Algorithms pick it up. So I'm counting on you for those thumbs up. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for my live stream. And, well, I'll see you later, okay?